Am I taking over your show yet?
No, that, just the rest of the people are intimidated by you, and so they're being very quiet.
Alden is not intimidated by me.
No, I have a question for Big Fatty, actually.
Anne is not intimidated by me.
Okay. No.
Oh, Alden has a question for Big Fatty. Yes, Alden.
Go ahead, Alden. Alden, yeah, hello.
Will you say, like you're agitated, will you please go ahead and say for me, Jesus Christ, Tommy.
Jesus Christ, Tommy.
Oh my God, you're my grandma.
I am your grandma.
You have the same accent and everything. I was trying to figure out who it was you sounded like.
Jesus Christ, Tommy.
Oh, God.
You and your brothers go outside and make some mud pies, and I'll call you for supper.
Holy cow.
Okay, one of those two things will be the show title.
You don't bring me that bubble tea anymore. That's just not right.
You didn't like it. You were intimidated by the balls in it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, my God, you're my grandma. Holy cow.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 389 of the BFO for Friday, the 31st of July, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got a big announcement for you. Do I have a big announcement? Well, you'll just have to stay tuned. I'm not sure if I have a big announcement or not. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. And I'm not going to have a big announcement. I've decided. In that few seconds right there, I've decided there will be no big announcement. So if you're looking for a big announcement, then you're just shit out.
This is the big announcement desk in the BFO studios. Today is National Go Commando Day, so take your underpants off.
Do that, but I've decided against it. So anyway, it is big announcement-less Friday. So,
oh, Big Fatty, we were so looking forward to the big announcement.
Make a wish.
Now, y'all, this is not a big announcement either, but I was speaking to my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, from the Australias today, and he says, oh, Big Fatty. Well, I wasn't really speaking to him, but I was twittying. No, I wasn't even twittying with him. What was I doing? I was e-lettering with him, and he says, Big Fatty, I have decided that the package that you have is not going to be your birthday present, so go ahead and open it. So I said, okay, if you give me permission, then I shall do it. Y'all, by the way, I didn't tell you this when it first came in, but, you know, they have to put a customs form on here, and it tells you what's inside. And, y'all, I think he's lying. I'm not sure. But I think he's lying, and because it says that inside is a tablecloth. Now, had it been a pillowcase, I would have thought, oh, well, he's missent. Some underpants to Big Ricky. He sent them to me instead. But y'all, it is a tablecloth evidently. And there's a card in here. Maybe I will save the card, because y'all, I think it may be a birthday card. So I'm gonna save the card, Straight Bob, the straight boyfriend. But I am going to go ahead and open the package and see what this tablecloth is. I hope it matches my hamisol, y'all, because, you know, Big Fatty loves a hamisol. By the way, I heard from David in Denver, and y'all, he has a vacuum cleaner museum. Who knew? Who knew? Y'all, it is a t-shirt. So, see, I told you he was lying. I told you. But, you know, that's how the straight boyfriends do. They can't be, oh, dear God. Y'all, it is a blue t-shirt. Oh my God. What is it? Who makes this? Mr. Men Little Miss. What? Y'all, I think that sounds sexual. Mr. Men Little Miss. It must be a gay store or something. But y'all, it is a blue t-shirt, and written in black on it says Mr. Happy. And and then there is a big smiley face with hands and legs. So that's Mr. Happy. Although, y'all, this could not have come at a better time, since yesterday's show was a giant pecker. And not giant pecker, what was it? It was giant, what was it? Not giant pecker. What was, Jesus Christ, how can I forget the fucking name of yesterday's show? All right, I'm just going to have to go look at it. Tallywhacker, that's it. Giant Tallywhacker. And now, we've gone from Giant Tallywhacker, and I've now received Mr. Happy. And I got Mr. Happy from my straight boyfriend. How about that? How many of you can say that? Speaking of that, y'all, I've just had a gentleman caller a few minutes ago. And it was good. And this is becoming a regular thing. This one really likes to come over here. And, y'all, he's just fucking hot. Hot! Hot! And why he wants to do it with Big Fatty is beyond me, but I ain't arguing. I'm just hamming it up with him, I guess. So, anyway, well, thank you, Straight Bob. I will, every time Mr. Happy is on me, I will think of you. How's that? So, y'all, I'm going to have to take a picture of all the giftettes I've received this week. Speaking of giftettes, remember now that Miss Wes has got a birthday coming up on the 9th of August. That is a week from Sunday, y'all. And he loves the cashews. So if you're looking for a little something to send to Miss Wes, send him some cashews, because he loves the cashews, y'all. And if you need to know the address of where to send that, it is... I've lost it. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. Big Freddy, you're not prepared today. Why are you doing this? You have spoiled us. All right, well, while I look for the fucking address... Well, it's gone. Never mind. Okay, you'll have to get it yourself. y'all, I'm still getting comments about the Kim Beaver honorarium on Wednesday. And y'all, Tom the Ramble Redhead, I failed to mention his name in the podcasters that had done a little hootenanny for Kim Beaver. So I want to do that, especially since, y'all, he had sent me the brown fart shirt. y'all, late this afternoon, Big Fatty, no, not late this afternoon, at noon today, Big Fatty, at noon on Thursday, Big Fatty posted a picture of Harry Poppers, who was the character that Big Fatty played during the Tiara Hara up in the Myrtle Beach that Daniel Beaver did not come to. However, y'all, Daniel Beaver will be in town this weekend, as will Lurie Dean, and y'all, both Big Fatty and Lurie Dean will be on the Daniel Beaver show, and y'all, it is recorded live on the Pride 48 at 4 p.m. Eastern. And y'all, as you know, despite what JT thinks, as you know, Eastern time zone is the only one that really counts. So anyway, so I posted a picture over there today, and y'all, that Kim Beaver is at it again. I have a note here, and y'all, she always sends these cryptic notes, and the title of it is Maybe My Last Post. Oh dear, why couldn't I resist? I know it was wrong and mean and very stupid. Some people are just too dangerous to target. If I won't survive this, I just want to let you know that I always loved you. All the best, XOKB. So, y'all, I am going to go over there now. I have not gone over there. I thought, Brick Friday, why don't you wait and save that for when you're doing the Friday? Y'all, do you get paid on the last day of the month? Because it may be payday also on the Friday show. But, y'all, I am going to go over there right now and take a look at it. Oh, dear God. Oh! Oh, my God. Y'all, it is a Rascalion, the divine goddess of sex. And, y'all, it is a picture of The none another, the one and only Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, Kim Beaver is exactly right. Some people are just too big to mess with. And I'm afraid, y'all, you have got to see this. It is some sort of, I don't know, but it is the fattest person I've ever seen. Oh, it is the Marilyn Monroe. It is the fat Marilyn Monroe. That's what it is, because she's standing on a grate, and the dress has blown up, exposing the fat. Okay, it took me a second. Now I'll read it. Big Friday, you are always on top of it. Look who found herself out of the rascal to participate in the Marilyn look-alike contest. Norma Desmond herself, isn't she just divine? Maybe a bit too close up, but divine anyway. Honestly, I think this beats the shit out of Big Fatty's Kennedy picture. But alas, too late, too. Too late, too? Too late also, maybe. I'm sorry. I love you all the same, darling. And yes, I can feel a pointer piercing my upper left heart chamber right now. XOKB. Y'all, you have got to go over there and see the picture of the Marilyn Monroe dress blowing up. Y'all, it's got to be the Sea Hag. I mean, I would recognize her, what are those things called? Those just mounds of fat. And the legs, she's lost some weight in her legs, y'all. but go over there and take a look at it. But and tell Kim Beaver that it's not the last time. You know this.
How dare you put that picture up? Marilyn was a friend of mine, and Norma Desmond and I go way. We go way back. And I was so nice to you, Lovey, by saying something nice on your special day.
So, anyway. But y'all, it's funny. You should go see it. Y'all, now, Big Fatty has only got one more week. Thank God I can hear you all saying one more week of the 10-hour days. So, this time next week, it is all over but the shouting. Well, maybe not the shouting, but the gin drinking. So, how's that? Big Fatty. Y'all, I also want to go over to the mailbox, because Big Fatty has gotten a few things backed up, and you know it's not a colonic thing. it's not a colonic thing, but I want to read a few things on the show because they're backing up, y'all. I've got lots of things in this read on show file. Okay, y'all. I want to tell you. Remember when that Michael Jackson died? Well, my good friend, Mr. B in the Laguna Beach, y'all, he won two of the tickets to go see the Hootenanny, the Death Hootenanny, but he didn't go. So anyway, congratulations, though, y'all. Who knew? Well, if I had known, I would have gone, because we were very close. I used to go to the Neverland Ranch, and the farm out there and give children rides on my rascal. So, anyway, well, congratulations, Mr. B in the Laguna Beach. Y'all, Gloveland, who I'm not quite sure who that is, sent me an article, and it is from the CNN. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said the address. Hi, Big Fatty. That's all right. Y'all, it is from Lord Byron. He said that he figured that I would love reading this article so I could celebrate my own history. And y'all, the name of the article is Why Toilet Paper Belongs to America. So I'm opening it up right now, and we're going to see what it says. Why Toilet Paper Belongs to America. Mental floss. Okay. Since the dawn of time, people have found nifty ways to clean up after the bathroom act. The most common solution was simply to grab what was at hand. Coconuts? Shells, snow, moss, hay, leaves, grass, corn cobs, sheep's wool. Oh, I bet Kim Beaver wouldn't use sheep's wool. And later, thanks to the printing press, newspapers, magazines, and pages of books, the ancient Greeks used clay and stone. I wonder if it was West stone. And the Romans used sponges and salt water. Y'all, they were all gay. Of course they had sponges and salt water. But the idea of a commercial product designed solely to wipe one's bum, well, that started about 150 years ago. Y'all, it's the sesquicentennial of toilet paper right here in the U.S. of A. In less than a century, Uncle Sam's marketing genius turned something disposable into something indispensable. Who knew? So, anyway, y'all can go over there to the CNN and read the rest of that. But y'all, happy, I think it's time we say happy anniversarium to toilet paper. Y'all, Trucker Alex has sent me a picture of a gift. And if you're looking for something to send to the Sea Hag, you might want to goggle something called the Bald Man's Comb. And it's available at thetaylorgifts.com, TAYLORGIFTS.com. And it is the Bald Man's Comb. Y'all, it's only $5.98. And y'all, I heard that Cecil Alighieri sent the Sea Hag something very special. And y'all, it may be the Bald Man's Comb. So I don't know that for sure. And y'all, I've lost the Sea Hag's post office box numbers. I think it's post office box 561. Oh, here it is right here. Post office box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. She's not having a birthday, but Miss Wes is. So you might want to send the Sea Hag the Bald Man's Comb. For a birthday present, and you know, then send a note to Miss West saying a gift has been sent to the Sea Hag in your honor, or something like that. I don't know. Big Freddy, what are you talking about? I don't know. So anyway, thank you for sending that to me, Trucker Alex. Yeah, y'all. Ever since I got the iPhone, Trucker Alex didn't send me the app, the apps and all. When I didn't have an iPhone, oh, Big Party, here's 1,000 apps, you know, that are all free. Now, nothing. And y'all, the Price is Right app is on sale for 99 cents. I don't know if you knew that or not, but if you ever have wanted the Price is Right app, it's 99 cents. I don't have any money in my, what is that called, the iTunes store. So I'm going to have to put some in there. I think I'm going to go get that for myself. Y'all, here is another CNN story, and it is... it says, an employee at a New Jersey chocolate processing plant died Wednesday after falling into a vat of hot chocolate, according to a spokesman for the Camden County Prosecutor's Office. Vince Smith, the second, 29, was dumping raw chocolate into the vat for melting when he fell from a 9-foot-high platform. He suffered a fatal blow to the head from the vat's agitator. Y'all, who knew a vat had an agitator? I thought that was a gooch that had an agitator, which is a paddle-like mechanism used for stirring the chocolate. According to the Camden County Prosecutor's Office, three other people were on the platform at the time. One was able to shut off the machinery, but it was too late to save Smith. The facility, owned by Cocoa Services Incorporated, is managed and operated by Lyons & Sons. Y'all, I believe Cocoa Services is... Cocoa Services Incorporated is performing at the Patrick's Pub on Saturday night. Lurie Dean and that Daniel Beaver and Robert will be there. And if you're going to be in town, you're welcome to come out also. And so anyway, that's what you call death by chocolate, I guess. Huh. Well, that may be the title of today's show, Death by Chocolate. All right, y'all. By the way, I got another quickie here. Y'all, John from Ely found a story about a man sodomizing a horse here in South Carolina. So you might want to goggle horse fucker over the weekend or something like that. I don't know. But y'all have a great weekend. It is going to come up on the beginning of August. And remember, on the first day of the month, you always wake up and say...
Oh my God, you're my grandma. Holy cow.
Or rabbit, rabbit. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.